and now the news in detail. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Mutsi, has suspended Mpika Member of Parliament Francis Katuanga for 14 days following allegations that the office of the Speaker is biased against the Patriotic Front. Ms. Mutsi has informed the House that on Wednesday, 9th July 2025, her office received a letter of complaint from Dr. Clement Andeleki, Member of Parliament for Katombola constituency, against Mr. Katuanga for making statements that are disrespectful to the Speaker's duties. According to the Speaker, the complaint centered on remarks attributed to Mr. Katuanga in an article published in one of the daily tabloids on 4th July 2025. In the article, Mr. Katuanga accused the Speaker of frequently shouting at opposition MPs, ruling them out of order during debates, failing to announce the right for leader of the opposition and urging her to stand for election in 2026. In his submission, Dr. Andeleki contended that the remarks contravened the National Assembly Power and Privileges Act of the Lords of Rwanda. After a vote, 60 lawmakers voted for the motion to suspend Mr. Katuanga for 14 days, 26 voted against, while one abstained from voting.
Honorable members, you have just voted. The results are followed. Yes, 60. No, 26. Abstain, 1. The question is therefore resolved in the affirmative. I now turn to address Mr. F. R. Katuanga, MP. The House is in this regard displeased with your conduct. It is my sincere hope that you will refrain from such conduct in future.
A latest report jointly launched by MCA, DCA, Oxfam, and Save the Children has revealed that alarming levels of inequality and poverty in Zambia are undermining efforts to reduce poverty and achieve sustainable economic growth. The 2025 Zambia Country Profile of the Commitment to Reducing Inequality Index shows that while Zambia continues to face high economic inequality, poverty levels remain critically high, currently standing at 64% nationally, with rural poverty at 80% and urban poverty at 32%. The report has further highlighted significant weaknesses in Zambia's tax system, revealing that the country collects only 45% of the expected tax revenue, limiting its capacity to invest in social services and reduce inequality. Speaking at the launch, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Permanent Secretary for International Relations and Cooperation, Itambuya Gunderson, has described the findings as important, saying they will help inform policies aimed at reducing inequality in the country.
I wish to acknowledge the valuable insights contributed by the various stakeholders. These have enriched our understanding of inequality and its multiple dimensions. It is good to note that the diversity of voices and their perspectives on this important topic have been brought to the table to enrich the discourse, but also to help all of us to see the different dimensions of inequality. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, government as a duty bearer acknowledges the enormous work being done by the Ministerial Trade Agency Zambia and their partners.
And Zambia Council for Social Development Executive Director Liani Tara said the report exposes the harsh reality of inequality and calls for urgent action to clear targeted policies to lift people out of poverty. Meanwhile, Save the Children Country Director Chilobe Kambikambi has emphasized the need for more practical, localized strategies to combat inequality, noting that it cannot be addressed through theory alone.
Also represent what's obtained in the field. We want that the agencies
Police in Lusaka have launched their manhunt for Constable Emmanuel Tembo, a police officer from the Protective Unit headquarters, who stole 623,483 kwacha from a named bank on September 15, 2025, while on duty. Police spokesperson Reha Monga has explained that on the material day, Constable Tembo was on duty at the bank, armed with an AK-47 rifle loaded with 30 rounds of ammunition. Mr. Hamonga said after the bank had closed and as custodians were preparing cash for transit collection, the suspect deceitfully entered the bulk room, grabbed one of the sealed bags containing 623,483 kwacha and fled the premises while still armed. He said attempts by bank staff and security officers to apprehend him were unsuccessful as he escaped in an unknown direction. Mr. Hamonga said the suspect later abandoned his uniform, a firearm and ammunition, which were recovered after he surrendered them to a taxi driver in Shimabala area.
Brief facts are that on the material day, the officer was on duty at the bank, armed with an AK-47 rifle. After the bank had closed while custodians were preparing cash in transit collection, the suspect deceitfully entered the back room, grabbed one of the sealed bags containing 602,483 kwacha and bought it from the premises whilst armed. Attempts by bank staff and security officers to apprehend him proved futile as he fled in a known direction. He later abandoned his uniform, firearm and set rounds of ammunition, which were recovered after he surrendered them through a taxi driver in Shimabara area. The docket of case has been opened and as of now, neither the suspect nor the stolen cash has been recovered. Investigations have been intensified.
Government has appealed to ZESCO to urgently process the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company's application for a more reliable power connection. In a statement, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Colin Nzovu, said this will enable the Mtendere East borehole to be linked to a less load-shedded line at an estimated cost of 240,000 kwacha. He said once completed, this intervention will extend pumping hours and ensure water is available during the day when residents need it most. Mr. Nzovu has assured residents of Mtendere East, Kalikiliki and surrounding communities that interventions are underway to address the ongoing water supply challenges. He has also directed Lusaka Water and Sanitation Company to mobilize finances to replace the leaking 300 cubic meters ground reservoir in Kalikiliki.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The United Nations has called for a paradigm shift in how businesses, communities and governments approach production and consumption, urging a transition to circular economy models that prioritize zero waste and sustainability. Speaking at the Circular Economy Breakfast meeting, UNDP Program Specialist for Environment and Energy, Carol Zulu, has emphasized the need to go beyond individual behavior change and instead pursue systemic transformation across industries. She has noted that tackling issues such as textile and fashion waste, which currently generates over 92 million tons annually worldwide, demands bold action, informed policy and collaboration between public and private sectors.
The United Nations supports the government and the people of Zambia in the case of our country through the United Nations Development Programme to ensure that all that we do in the name of promoting development is done sustainably. And by that we mean ensuring that production processes, consumption processes and also utilization of natural resources is done in a sustainable manner. And in this case, we are looking at sustainable development goals that speak to cleaner cities, speak to sustainable consumption, to also that speak to life on land, especially when you think around sustainable use of natural resources.
Meanwhile, Zero Waste Organization Chief Executive Officer Langizia Shimba has challenged companies to rethink traditional business models and embrace the opportunities offered by a circular future.